Good morning. I'd like to introduce Ray Berga to you. I'm going to talk a little bit about her and then let her share some questions that we have that will give you a better insight to what she, who she is and what she does. Okay. So Ray Berga is a certified NLP practitioner and life coach who values honesty, humanity, inclusion, and integrity. As someone coming from a dysfunctional family, Ray brings unique perspectives gained from growing up in an unhealthy environment to show how you can live your life on your own terms when you can find the right tools to tap into your potential. Ray's dedication to hard work and determination to break the cycle of poverty, mediocrity, victimhood inspired her to move countries, build her life from the ground up, and provide a better future for her daughter. So what we're going to do is ask Ray a few questions, and then we'll sum it up at the end, okay? So Ray, what do you actually do?
So hi, everyone. Yeah. So I'm a mindset and confidence coach, and I work with women who have decided to become their own bosses, and so to say, to live their life on their own terms, to create the entrepreneurial identity and smash goals in their business. So I help female business owners remove their mindset blocks so they can confidently take their business to the next level. I offer one-to-one personalized coaching that are usually 3 months packages. They are online based, or if there is someone locally, then we meet up locally. And we usually are combining the mindset, business strategies, and energy to create the strategy that creates income, gain clients for the business, and create freedom to spend time with the family and loved ones. And this all happens whilst working with my clients on an individual basis, and obviously the attention to the growth and business evolving their personal and professional life.
Oh, that's exciting. And how long have you been doing this?
So I have been involved in coaching for quite a few years. I did that in my corporate career. I think it was from about 2015 when I qualified first as a learning and development practitioner. But I'm running my own business when I left my 9-to-5 job in May of 2022. So it's soon going to be 1 year. And that's when I went full time with my coaching business.
Oh, congratulations. And I think that's our dream, all to leave the 9-to-5 and live our lives on our own terms, which you've been talking about.
Yeah, seriously, that's why I think I went into it, because when I got the taste of it, I just want everyone to have that.
Yes, my dream. Okay, sounds great. Okay, so what would you... to break it down kind of in a nutshell, what would be your sole purpose and passion in what you do and what you could offer?
Yeah. So I like to call myself a memory and experience collector. So I live my purpose as a multi-passionate, a mother, wife, friend, coach, teacher, business owner, and so much more. And my passion, yeah, is to collect memories and experiences with my family, with my friends, to travel and discover new places that extend my view of what is around us and what's on this planet, and always makes me feel encouraged to continue my journey. And whenever I go to a new place, it always opens my eyes to what's more possible. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely my passion. And my mission is to help everyone to realize how powerful we really are, each individual, and how you can use your potential and create an action plan to build the life that you desire. You have all the answers inside you, and my mission is to guide you to them, to kind of shine the light where to go and how to find them.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Very interesting and exciting, too. Did you have anything else that you're working on or working towards? I know that you shared that you've just started a process of something else. Did you want to share a little bit about that or leave that for now?
Yes, I can share. That was another dream of mine that I think was even before I set up my coaching business. And when I set up my coaching business last year, it kind of opened my eyes that I can tick off another dream of mine, which was to start locally for the local community, to start the dance sessions and just dance for fun. It's nothing from the box, like, you know, sometimes with when you hear dance sessions or dance lessons, you think it's either cha-cha or it's samba, it's, you know, it's something very specific, or it's Zumba,
right?
But for me, it's more of a, I like the movement with the music, and that's where I want to have the community around me that also enjoys that, to move for fun, for energy, for being together as a community. And yeah, and last year I put a lot of things in place, and our first session was earlier this week, and I can report that it was a success, and there were people there.
That's so awesome.
Over the moon, yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Just to kind of bring it to a close a little bit, how best can people get in touch with you if they want to reach out to you and discuss, or, you know, or just want to find out more about you and what you offer? How's the best way they can get in touch?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm on all the main social medias that you can find. So I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, you can find me on LinkedIn, and also on Twitter. And my handles everywhere is Rai Berga. So RaiBerga, and you can find me there, connect with me, and just say hi. I'm always open for a conversation.
Awesome. Okay, so Rai, I want to thank you for your time and sharing, for who you are and how you can best serve the community, whether it's small or at large. I'm excited for people that will be able to reach out to you, and you help them, guide them and direct them in the ways they want to go.
Yeah, that's absolutely, absolutely fun. And thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you today. So I really appreciate that.
Okay, well,
I'll be happy to hear from anyone who wants to talk to me.
Excellent. Well, excited to hear what's ahead then.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.